In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's text speaks of prayer. Prayer is the children of God speaking to their heavenly Father. John taught his disciples to pray, and Jesus taught his disciples also. Quite often, when Matthew speaks of prayer, it is Jesus himself who is doing the praying, before he walks on the water, while laying his hands on the little children, and in the Garden of Gethsemane before he is arrested. Prayer doesn't come naturally anymore, at least not since Adam and Eve took to hiding from God in the bushes. The free conversation between God and man ended at the fall. Adam was damaged by his sin, clouded with fear, doubt, and guilt. So he did not come to God in prayer, but ran from him. Thus God initiated the conversation. Adam, where are you? Jesus reconciled us to God, and now we resume that conversation. You see, you don't talk with God unless there is peace with God. Most of the world's religions understand this in some form or fashion. They require offerings and sacrifices before they dare speak with their gods. They bring their obedience as a reason for God to listen to them. Or they speak with God only through intermediaries. It's too scary, too risky to speak with God directly. So we better let someone else do the talking. But Jesus freed us from that burden. We don't need to bring offerings or sacrifices or obedience to speak with God. Jesus brought all that through his death on the cross. There's no need for us to hide in the bushes any longer. We are free to come out and talk with God. Jesus brought us into God's family in the first place through the holy waters of baptism, where we were made his children. But it is difficult and painful to be in a family that won't talk to each other. That's a family that is weighed down by anger and fear. Imagine a family dinner where the only sound is that of forks rattling against plates, ice cubes in glasses, where there might have been laughter and conversation, there is only silence. It is a family who is hurting. That's what the Christian life is like without prayer. At times, we hurt that way. We stop talking to God, and often to each other as well. When we stop talking to God, God needs to speak to us. We need to hear the message of the cross, that our sins are forgiven, that obstacles between us and God have been removed. We need to hear of the Father's love, who gave his Son to bear our suffering and sorrow. We need to hear that once we were dead, but now in Christ, we are alive. God invites us to come to him anytime, day or night, and to ask not only for daily bread, but for anything else that is on our minds. God's invitation is backed by a promise. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. It doesn't say that we receive exactly what we ask for, nor that we will find what we are looking for. It doesn't work that way, and praying harder won't change that. God is still God. He doesn't always give us what we want. God gives better. He gives what we need. St. Paul says, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take away the thorn in my flesh." But Paul didn't get that. What he got was grace. My grace is sufficient for you. As God invites us to ask and to seek and to knock, he teaches us what it means to live under his grace and his forgiveness. He teaches us what it means to live life under the cross, where God doesn't apply a quick fix to pain and suffering, but where he works all things together for the good of those whom he has called. Yes, it would be much more convenient to have a God whose ways are our ways and whose thoughts are our thoughts, to have a God who can be manipulated and cajoled into doing what we want when we want it. But instead, we have a God who gives us good gifts. Jesus says, "Which of you fathers gives your son a snake when he asks for a fish, or a scorpion when he asks for bread?" The expected answer to Jesus' question is, "No father would do that." If that is true of fallen humanity, whose natural inclination is in the direction of evil, how much more true it is of God, who knows to give good gifts. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? We know of God's goodness by looking at the cross. We are more than natural sons and daughters for whom God is obligated to care. We are adopted children of God, purchased by the blood of Christ shed on the cross. And through that same cross, he invites us to pray to him, to call him Father. When our conversation with our Father grows short, it is often because his word is not in our ears and his sacrament is not on our tongue. It isn't a matter of praying more. It's a matter of hearing God speak his love and forgiveness to us through his word. Having heard, we speak, we pray, we say back to him what he has said to us. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen.